This is WMUK's West Southwest Brief. I'm Earlene McMichael. Did you know that Black women are the fastest growing group of small business owners? From 2007 to 2018, the number of Black female-owned businesses grew 164%. Overall growth for women-owned businesses rose 58% for the same period. Yet, things like this happen. Nicole Parker says a professor once discouraged her from focusing on Black female entrepreneurship as a research topic for her master's degree.
I was told, well, actually, Black women aren't the fastest growing demographic. It's college students. And I said, well, no, the research is telling us that Black women are the fastest growing demographic, yet and still least funded, least supported, and not at these tables. You know, we have whole institutions that are creating programs such as social entrepreneurship and saying we are educating the next generation of change makers, but we are leaving a whole demographic of women who are doing this work out, right? We're not reflected in the curriculum. We are not reflected in your pitch competitions and other resources that are being created solely to fuel entrepreneurs, and Black women are not at the table.
Kalamazoo resident Nicole Parker and three of her sisters decided to form Sisters in Business. Joining me in the WMUK studios are Nicole and one of her sisters, Alisa. Also with us is Kalamazoo native Demara Gardner, founder of Black Women About Business, which this year is launching the three-city Be Well Fabulous Black Woman Tour. These three women started groups to provide opportunities for skill building, support, and financing for female entrepreneurs of color. The extended version of this interview can be found on the WMUK website or through the WMUK app and through WMUK's West Southwest podcast from Apple iTunes and Google Music. Let's talk about some of those resources that are being provided. Alisa, let's start with Sisters in Business.
We started in December 2017. It really was Nicole's research that made us pivot into this. We know that Black women are the fastest growing entrepreneurship group. And in Kalamazoo specifically, we started to look at not just Black women, but women of color in general. Because although we do have a wonderful, huge group of Black women in Kalamazoo, we also noticed that we had our brown sisters that were also having some of the same struggles. So our idea was, well, what would happen if we just do a brunch? And we started there because we felt that we needed to have just a gathering space. Where could we come together and just start a space for support and see what people need, see what people want? And so from there, we held our first brunch in December 2017. We thought if we get 20, 25 people, we're doing good. We ended up having to cut it off at about 55. So we knew something was there. We knew that women in Kalamazoo were definitely on track with the national trend and wanted to come together. From there, we started to get feedback that people wanted more. People wanted to find out how to get resource, find out how to connect with other women who are in business. So we did a second brunch in April, and then the City of Battle Creek Small Business Development Fund reached out to us and said, hey, could you all come to Battle Creek and do some stuff here? So from there, we put together a couple of workshops, but the real need that we started seeing is that women needed funding. Women needed to have access to capital, and there's a lot of things that are developing for entrepreneurs around getting loans. But we were saying there are so many other barriers for women of color, and especially our Black women, that loans can't be the only answers. And we sit at tables where we are seeing people walk into doors and be given all kind of angel investments for not having even fully put together ideas. But when Black women come to the table and have fully vetted ideas and fully vetted businesses, they're still running into barriers. So what can we do to remove those barriers so that we are giving our women access to capital that they need to start to produce their ideas and produce their businesses? So that's when we said, you know what, we're going to do a pitch competition, because that's one way to say, here are some funding that you can take as a seed for your business to get you started.
And you did a pitch competition in Kalamazoo. You also did one in Battle Creek. Demara, let's talk about your group. You started Black Women About Business. I believe you said you did that in January 2017?
Yes, that's when we started.
Yeah. And is that group the actual organizer of the Be Well Fabulous Black Woman Tour?
Yeah, absolutely. So Black Women About Business is really all about helping Black women to put wellness at the forefront of their lives so that they can be successful. And so certainly entrepreneurs are a part of that, right? I'm an entrepreneur. I've been an entrepreneur for 12 years, operating a consulting practice where we specialize in organizational development. So anywhere from strategic planning to business planning, evaluation, coaching. I'm a licensed therapist as well. So ultimately, the services that we provide under Black Women About Business on the business side are things like business planning, executive coaching, training, along with retreats. And when we say retreats, it's really open-ended. So the Be Well Fabulous Black Woman Tour is a retreat space.
And the one in Kalamazoo will be on April 18th, all day, at the Radisson Plaza Hotel.
We have a lineup of some amazing women. So Dr. Lynn Richardson, she's MC Light's business partner.
MC Light. She's a trailblazing female rapper who has gone on to be quite an entrepreneur of her own.
Lynn Richardson, she's a financial celebrity coach. She's been on the Steve Harvey Show several times, and she knows business. And so she's going to show up, do our opening motivational talk, Yes, Girl, Yes, You Deserve Everything in Life. She's going to be doing a breakout session so that women can learn how to access multiple streams of income. We'll also have distinct tracks for business, for wellness, and for leadership. We have a couple times of intentional networking. Vendors will be there, and then I'm facilitating a strategy session the end, because we oftentimes show up for these events and we get inspired, but then we go back to our lives. And so I wanted to make sure that people had an opportunity to think about, well, what does this inspiration mean for me right now? What does the knowledge and the skills and the tools mean for me right now, so that they can increase their chances of making changes once they leave this sacred space that we're creating related to the tour?
What are the other cities you're going to?
Yeah, so we're going to be in Detroit on May 14, and we're going to be in Grand Rapids on June 4.
In the extended version, we discuss some of the challenges Black female entrepreneurs face. For example, although their numbers are increasing, their average yearly revenues are exceedingly low, around $25,000, compared to a little over $143,000 among all women-owned businesses. And revenues have been dramatically falling at a time when they're rising for non-minority women.
There was a study called The Real Unicorns of Tech that looked at Black women in the tech space and venture capital. And 0.02% of venture capital was given to Black women in tech in a 2-year period.
You've been listening to a West Southwest Brief interview with Nicole and Alisa Parker, founders of Sisters in Business, and Damara Gardner, creator of the Be Well Fabulous Black Woman Tour, coming to Kalamazoo on April 18th. For more about these groups and the conference, visit WMUK.org. You can subscribe to WMUK's West Southwest podcast through Apple iTunes and Google Music. For WMUK's West Southwest Brief, I'm Earlene McMichael.